Well, hey there, good morning. 7:10 and 65-ish. We got a high of 74 today, low of 63 tonight. Not a terrible day. It's not going to be great, but it's not going to be that bad. All right, so quit your belly aching. It's a pretty good first day of summer. Let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Morning dump, the best part of your day. Yeah. Do you like my song? It is the first day of summer. It is. We have officially kicked off the greatest time of year, which is summertime. I don't care what anyone says. I love it when it's summer. Just get out and do things. The days are long. They're warm. The nights are perfect. So, and also the big thing, too, is the bikinis are out. The sundresses are being worn. The short shorts are being rocked. And that's a beautiful thing. All the beautiful women, after spending all winter in parkas, have come out to play. So, ladies, feel free to get those bikinis and sundresses and short shorts and crop tops and whatever revealing things you want to wear out there. Not for me, for you. This is a real testament to how slowly giant bureaucracies can move. America's most prominent fried chicken restaurant is finally getting in on the fried chicken and waffles trend that exploded like a decade ago. Everyone was talking about, oh yeah, fried chicken and waffles, get the syrup on there, it's great. KFC just started testing a chicken and waffles combo at two stores, one in North Carolina and one in South Carolina. In order to combo, if you order the combo, you get two square Belgian waffles, two pieces of fried chicken, plus some butter-flavored syrup. Honestly, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. That does sound delicious. If the test goes well, KFC will expand the item in other cities at the end of July. Of course it's going to go well because we're a bunch of fatties here in America, and anytime you can put, you know, something like syrup and fried chicken together, along with some waffles, we're going to love it, okay? KFC literally made a sandwich that had two fried chicken pieces as the bun, and we shoveled it into our fat faces like it was our only thing to keep us alive. So, yeah, I think it'll take off. They might as well just send it across the country because I want this. I want my waffles and chicken now. Lastly, ABC is bringing back Lost as a reality show. It sounds kind of like a cross between Lost and Survivor. It's called Castaway. Here's how it works. 12 contestants will be dropped alone on a string of islets in Indonesia, and they'll have to survive on washed-up luggage, scattered resources, and abandoned structures as if they survive some kind of disaster. It's a very Lost-esque. Now, I should say that I don't know because I've never seen Lost. I never got into that show. People were too vocal about it. So I was like, nah, I can't be that good. I'm not watching it. Now, they won't be the first ones, or they won't know at first that they're not the only ones playing either. Over the course of the show, they'll come to learn there are others. Remember that word from Lost? I don't. But that's what there are. Also, the action will be mixed with documentary-style flashbacks of the contestants' lives before they left the show. Apparently, that's like Lost as well. People are excited about this. I mean, obviously, Lost was a big show. The only way off the island is to make it to an unknown end date or quit. It's not clear if there's any money involved. The show has apparently already been shot, because it premieres Tuesday, August 7th. So if you are a fan of Lost, you may like this show. I've never seen it, so I'm going in blind. All I know is the thing about Lost is that the one fat guy was deserted on an island forever, and he never got skinny. So it couldn't have been that bad. Food couldn't have been that scarce. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The